Well, final segment with Jordan Maxwell, jordanmaxwell.com. A lot of great books and videos available at his website. Really appreciate him spending the last 2 hours with us. Now, I was just talking to some family that was doing some business in East Texas. They were telling me about this bank locally that owns so much of the land, so much of the property, so many of the houses. And you find out the guy that owns this 100-year-old bank is in a little bitty house with a trailer behind it. And you never know, you know, the guy's got like two teeth in his head. And there's lots of that. And so that's at the local level. Somebody worth, you know, $500 million conservatively. You never even know they had any money. They're not in any listings of wealthy people. And it's the same thing. You hear Bill Gates is the richest with $80 billion. That's a joke, folks. You notice he gave most of his money for eugenics, so did Warren Buffett. Then it turns out IBM set up Microsoft as a front company to get past trust busting. You find out that it's set up for eugenics as a family trust. The father, of course. I mean, that's their religion, isn't it? It's killing us and hurting us. It's a predator's religion. They revel in hurting us, Jordan Maxwell.
That's right, yeah, and to mutate the human race into a race of animals. But my God, we've watched that on television and movies. There have been tons of television shows and movies and books written about, you know, the New Order and, you know, Island of Lost Souls. Back in 1939, Charles Laughton made a movie called Island of Lost Souls in 1965.
Yeah, that's off the Island of Dr. Maru with the eugenicist H.G. Wells.
That's right, and then that's precisely the point. And so we've been told about this stuff for years in movies and TV about the world that's coming.
Well, it's about ultimate domination. The greatest control freak doesn't just want your money in control. They want to hurt you. They want to kill you. They want to turn you into a monkey creature and laugh at you because they want to be gods. I was in a hotel in London, and these people that, you know, were looking at us disdainfully, oh, you're Alex Jones. And they're like, we're royal, and we vacation all year, and you're scum. And whether they were or not, the point is, they wanted me to know that. They're miserable, unhappy cancers.
Yeah, you're right. There's no doubt about it. And if anybody, and I need to say this again, if anybody's really interested in the subject of occult and secret societies, there's a reference book on my homepage that's filled with that. It's about, I don't know, 560 pages. It's a very thick book on all of the secret societies, occult orders of Europe, around the world, religious orders, the different cults and of theology, secret societies, criminal societies. It's just generally an incredibly well-written book called Occult Theocracy, The World of the Occult Secret Societies. And the most impressive book I ever have read on theology and religion was called Symbol, Sex, and the Stars. And it is a very well-written book just explaining theology.
And then again, that term, the stars, the movie stars.
Of course. And as a matter, absolutely. And that's where we get it from. And, of course, the other book I have on my homepage is Stellar Theology and Masonic Astronomy. Incredibly important, explaining how the astrological symbols and terms that are used in secret societies, have to have book called Stellar Theology and Masonic Astronomy. It's right there on my own page. And, of course, there's a downloadable box just beneath it, and there's all kinds of documents and materials that you can't find anywhere that I've made available to people. And
well, Jordan, so, I just want to say in closing, thank you so much for spending time with us again. And coming up not this Sunday, but the Sunday after next, we've got you on the Sunday show. And I'm glad you've been spending so much time with us. And we'll go through some more of these terms and hopefully get people to just to think about looking behind the curtain and realize there is a curtain. We can argue about what's behind it all day. But the important thing is to get people thinking and to move forward, and I really appreciate you spending time with us, Jordan Maxwell.
Well, I thank you for being my friend and letting me on. Thank you very much for everything.
You bet. Thank you, Jordan Maxwell. Yeah, listeners a few months ago were like, get Jordan Maxwell on. Well, he agreed to come on. He said he wasn't doing interviews anymore, and we twisted his arm into it. Two in 1 week. So there is Jordan Maxwell for you and back in about a week and a half again for everybody. State Rep. Charles Key fighting the New World Order straight ahead.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we have State Representative Charles Key on with us for the next 55 minutes. He valiantly has exposed the fact that there's a cover-up of what really happened in the Oklahoma City bombing. Since he first really pushed with grand jurors and others to expose that, it's come out that the Southern Poverty Law Center was involved in running the white supremacist compound at Elohim City. They got to get our guns one way or the other, don't they, these America haters? And it's also come out in sworn affidavits in major newspapers that McVeigh was a government operative. We already knew that. And the fact that the building was blown out, not in, and it's just amazing. We cover that in my film, Road to Tyranny. And I want to spend some time at the end of the interview dealing with the new developments there with Representative Key. But about a week ago, we learned the good news. And that dovetails with other states like Arizona, one of the Dakotas, New Hampshire, saying that if a new world order continues or gun confiscation begins or any of this happens, we're going to pull out, we're going to secede. Well, this story was from WorldNet Daily. It was also in some of the Oklahoma papers. Oklahoma, the feds, don't tread on me. State House defends its sovereignty from D.C. intrusion. This is what we need, a declaration that the feds are out of control. I mean, they're federalizing everything with our tax money. They take our money and send a few cents of it back with controls. Steamed over a perceived increase in federal usurping of states' rights, Oklahoma House representatives told Washington, D.C. to back off. Joint Resolution 1089 passed by an overwhelming 92-3 margin. reasserts Oklahoma's sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and according to the resolution's own language, is serving notice to the federal government to cease and desist certain mandates. The 10th Amendment states, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to by the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. Charles Key, the Republican state representative who authored the resolution, told World Net Daily that he introduced it because he believes the federal government's overstepping its bounds has put our Constitution and form of government in danger. And so he's the guy that got it passed 92-3. I'd like to know who those three are. And, you know, stuff happened with members of the legislature and with the local mayor where they would say, oh, I don't know anything about a North American Union, and then they'd catch them as signatories to it 5 years ago. So a lot of that has got Oklahomans up in arms. I wish we had people in our legislature like Charles Key here in Texas, where they're really raping the daylights out of us, the feds are. But Charles Key, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Hey, it's good to be with you again, Alex.
You know, you've got the floor here for the next 50 minutes. Tell me about the Oklahoma City bombing website, this website, your site, what you're doing. But after you do that, let's get in to this resolution and why it's a ray of hope.
Well, you know this, and just for some of your listeners to know, I'm in my second tenure in the legislature. I had a previous life in the 80s and 90s in the legislature, and I was out for about 8 years, and I didn't really plan on running again, but I did in 06, and here I am. And the reason you had me on the show today, HJR 1089, which is the 10th Amendment resolution, did pass the House this year. But it's not brand new. It's new to a lot of people, but it actually started back in the very early 90s. There was a state senator from Colorado named Charles Duke, and he started it. He gets credited with starting the 10th Amendment resolution, but he and myself back then and a number of other legislators in other state legislatures introduced it in their state legislatures and passed it back then. I passed it in the Oklahoma House back in 1994.
Yeah, let's be clear. You guys passed that and said the UN's not coming in here, we're not putting up with land grabs, and boom, a little bombing happened to teach you to love the feds.
Interesting times back then, and I'd love to take credit for it this time, this year, but you know, it does have a history that goes back into the 90s, but it's something we must get out there and get every state to pass this same resolution. And I tell you, I've got a lot of legislators that are contacting me and saying they want to do the same thing in their legislature this next year. I've even got some people down there in Texas.
Wow. Now, I didn't know that. I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have in front of you who they are?
Have their approval to talk about it on a public broadcast, so just out of deference to them, I think probably better if I didn't mention their names, but I guarantee you there's some real interest in the Texas legislature.
Gotcha. We want to sneak up on them. That makes sense. Tell folks, I've got it here in front of me, but tell them where they can find the resolution to try to give it to their legislatures, and tell us what's in the resolution, why it's so important.
Well, first of all, they could email me at charles.key@okhouse.gov. and request a copy. I would be glad to send it to them. Or they can go to the Oklahoma House of Representatives website. That's real easy to find, and it's a very user-friendly website. And just look up HJR 1089, and you can download your own copy of it.
Tell us about some of the, pun intended, key areas of the legislation.
Well, you know, you pretty much described it in the opening. It just simply reiterates what the 10th Amendment says and says, federal government, get back into your proper role and stop getting into areas that you have no legal authority to be into. And my gosh, the list, you know, we don't have enough time in an hour. We'd have to spend all day long talking about what the federal government's done and venturing into areas they have no legal authority
to be into. But go over some of the most egregious and why your state's upset.
Well, you've got the violations of privacy, the Fourth Amendment, because of bills like the Patriot Act and all the other ones that we've already forgot the names of them, in which they've tried and they have, I like to say, tried to restrict our rights. Of course they have, but I happen to be one that I don't believe in saying, well, there they got us again. You know, they've eliminated another amendment. I think the supreme law of the land is just that. It's the supreme law of the land.
I agree. It's still there. Just because they're criminal doesn't mean I'm still not a free human being.
Yeah, just because they passed some bill doesn't mean all of a sudden they superseded it or something. They got rid of it. But, you know, you've got privacy. You've got surveillance. You've got ventures into the area of education. You know, they're telling people what to do and how to educate their kids from Washington, D.C., tying funds to it to try to, you know.
And all the problems started when the feds got involved.
Yeah, it just gets worse. It doesn't get better. Hate crimes. You know, they had a bill this last year that gave a lot of money to hire more law enforcement officers. They don't have any right to be doing that. It's not their role, their right to be in that particular area.
Well, I hear people all the time on talk radio, even so-called conservatives, say, but it's free money. No. In fact, from what I've seen, federal money is the most, even if you agree with the programs, which we don't, I mean, it is the most wasteful. It's our money.
Yeah, you know what? There was an idea that came up back in those early and middle 90s when some of us back then were looking at what we could do to thwart the activity of the federal government in unconstitutional areas. And this idea came up, if anybody's listening out there that might want to pass this on to a legislator or some of the legislators that are listening to this program or people running for office, you know, it is our money, and they're taking it and directing it back to the states with kind of a carrot stick approach. You do this, we'll give you this money. Then once you get hooked into the deal, then they'll take the money away unless you keep doing it and do more.
Yeah, unfunded mandates.
Yeah, what if the state said, okay, look, we're going to start requiring our people within the state to send certain federal taxes to us through the state treasury, and then we'll pass it on up to the federal government. And this is a real good money generating, a revenue generating idea, by the way. The states would have some short-term interest they'd make on that money as that floated through, and that might really help some states out. But it would also allow the states to say to the federal government when they start pushing more unfunded mandates and unconstitutional acts to say, well, maybe we won't send that money back up to you. We'll just keep it.
Oh,
maybe,
man.
The states need to start doing something like that because it is our money.
Well, it certainly is. What are some other areas that you think are important people know about dealing with the declaration?
Well, you know, the big issues out there, well, the big issues that have been talked about for several years, I think it's gotten prominent again this time around because of the Ron Paul campaign, is the money issue, the authority given to the Federal Reserve, private Federal Reserve Bank, to have control over just about every aspect of our lives having to do with finances and money. That is proving and finally proving to be a really big problem. They don't have the authority to do that. It's unconstitutional. And that needs to be addressed.
Well, now they're saying the Federal Reserve's issued so much currency and liquidity that the dollar is going to be like toilet paper.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it seems to be heading that way. I mean, it's pretty bad right now. What amazes me and really makes me mad is a lot of these talking head pundits and people in both parties that make bukus of money and been living off the system for a long time, they don't have a clue how tough it is for the average middle and lower income person out here trying to get by. They think everybody's still making a couple of $100,000 or more dollars a year and everything's real rosy. But the country is hurting right now, and it can get a lot worse, and it might, but that needs to be fixed. And the answer is not to print more dollars up and throw a few, you know, coins back towards the folks with some type of a tax rebate or something. But that issue needs to be addressed. We've also got the problem of just taxation itself. The federal income tax is a bad tax. It's not a legal tax. The Supreme Court, once in our history at least, has ruled that it was not constitutional. If a court had the courage or the
will,
the constitutional knowledge, or whatever is holding them back from ruling on this issue, maybe they just need an opportunity. They ought to rule again that the federal income tax is unconstitutional.
Absolutely.
It's an improper tax.
You know, it's just hard to believe that a state would have to pass a resolution saying the state of Oklahoma hereby claims sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States over all powers not otherwise enumerated and granted to the federal government by the Constitution of the United States. And you serve notice and demand of the federal government as our agent to cease and desist effective immediately mandates that are beyond the scope of these constitutionally delegated powers, like federalizing local police. I mean, folks, the government is out of control. The federal government is like a neighbor who's in your house telling you what to do. I mean, it is out of control. And we'll be right back with State Rep Charles Key, a great guy. We'll cover some other subjects as well.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, Celt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil simple natural cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain-relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
State Rep Charles Key is our guest. You talk about courage. From day one, when there was the questions coming out with the Oklahoma City bombing, which was an inside job from the beginning, he was there questioning, exposing, speaking out. And now in hindsight, talking 12 years later or more, it's just all coming out. It is all coming out in a big way. So I want to shift gears into that for the rest of the interview with our guest today and any other subjects he wants to talk about. But as a state rep, for all our listeners in Oklahoma, Please support him. I know he was happy to be out of politics. Why did you get back in?
Well, it was just kind of circumstantial. There was some people that asked me to run when the guy that was in there just chose not to run, kind of somewhat at the last minute. And, that was just that simple. There was another guy running that some of them didn't think he was a conservative, and they said, we want a conservative in there, and we've got to have a conservative, and we want you to run. And so I thought about it, prayed about it, and boom, did it. And they did the same thing they did to me before. They just blew me out of the water about the Oklahoma City bombing, but we prevailed, and God gave us a victory. So that's just it.
Yeah, they attack you when most Oklahomans I talk to know what's going on. I mean, did that backfire on them, that the story's gotten out now and that made your competitors look stupid?
Yeah, I think it did. I think, it's a lot like this Oklahoma City bombing case is a lot like JFK and a lot of other cases that we could enumerate and you talk about on your program half many times. You know, as time goes by, more the truth comes out. People have time. The emotional part of it, subsides. It goes away. People have a chance to hear more, think more, and get more facts, and they realize that there was a cover-up, and that's what's happened in the Oklahoma City bombing case. I guess you probably had Jesse Trinity on your program.
Oh, yes.
And that guy, talk about a bulldog and a courageous man. He has continued to keep this thing alive, and he has helped continue to verify what all of us were saying back in the beginning.
Well, that's it. 10, 11 years ago, everything you said has turned out, your angle on it has turned out to be right. In fact, break down the Jesse Trinity case for those that may have forgotten, because that was probably 6, 8 months ago we were really talking about this. I mean, break down all the new things that have been confirmed.
Well, and it's been hard for me to keep on top of it like I did the bombing case when I was involved in that, but I can hit the highlights. Jesse Trinity is an attorney up in the Salt Lake City area. He had a brother who died in Oklahoma City in August of 95. The bombing happened in April. And his brother died in a federal transfer center that happened to be in my district, by the way, right next to the airport. And when the family realized that he didn't commit suicide like the Bureau of Prisons claimed, so they filed a lawsuit as time went by, and they were able to force documents out of the government through the Freedom of Information Act. They found out that it was related to the Oklahoma City bombing somehow. What happened was some federal investigators, FBI and who knows who else, thought that he was a suspect in the Oklahoma City bombing case, and they beat him to death, literally. And so the family filed suit. They eventually won that suit. And the Trinidad and the family have not let go. They've become impassioned, not just for...
Well, let me just add, he also had electrical burns all over him.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And they're impassioned about this, not just because they wanted to bring justice to what really happened in regards to their brother and son's murder, but also because they found out how terribly screwed up this Oklahoma City bombing case was, and how the truth was really being covered up. So Jesse Trinity, and we should also give kudos to a federal judge up in the Salt Lake area, I think his last name is Kimball, has not let the Justice Department and the FBI off the hook easy. Have made them have to live under the laws that the rest of us have to live under.
And he said things like, this is a cover-up. I mean, it's amazing to actually have a good federal judge.
Yeah, even the judge, Mache, that presided over McVeigh and Nichols' trials, even made a couple of comments like that back early on. So there's no question about that it was a major cover-up, and there were other people involved, and they had a level of prior knowledge that something was going to happen. And, there were government informants inside the circle or these circles of individuals that were, going to carry this out, or they were participating in it. And, the list just goes on.
But how could you be criticized when you had grand jurors and people coming to you saying there's other bombers and I'm being told to shut up? I mean, that's your job as a state rep to speak out.
Well, there are folks that they want to go along. They're more interested in climbing up a ladder, whether it's politically or corporately or whatever. And that's what it gets down to.
Stay there. I want to run through the basics of what you know about the Oklahoma City bombing and who you think is really behind it and involved. We've got a clearer picture today than we've ever had before. And we'll take calls on the resolution, throwing the feds out, redeclaring state liberty. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to call in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. For a man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman.
Charles Keyes, our guest. I'm very thankful for his time today. Steve, Greg, John, Charles, many others. We're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes for State Rep. Charles Keyes. When he's done in the State House, we need to send him to Washington. We need some good people in Washington. There's only Ron Paul and a few others up there. And Republicans and conservatives' names have been destroyed thanks to Bush tripling the size of government. Now we're looking at Barack Obama or McCain. Charles, before we get back in Oklahoma City and take calls, sometimes you got to wonder, the elites are just running this country into the ground, and I'm just wondering if there's any hope the way things are going.
There's hope. I think there's always hope, but I feel the same way. I get discouraged and down, but as long as we have a certain amount of freedom, and we still do in this country. But back to the 10th Amendment, you were talking about the Oklahoma City bombing and how they could attack somebody or criticize them for just asking questions and wanting some truth. Well, look at McCain-Feingold and a lot of the other things they've done over the past few years to just try and control your ability to speak freely, like on this radio program, because there are those that don't want us to even talk about this. And that's what they do. One of the things they do is they will attack you publicly and call you all kinds of names, and spin off the truth and tell a lot of untruths. And since the Oklahoma City bombing, just look at the legislation that's been passed to restrict what you can say and where you can say it. You know, there's what do they call them, speech-free zones. If you get in some of those zones when there's a presidential motorcade or the president's there or some other political activity that they don't want any protesters to be around, what do? They'll haul you off and throw you in jail.
Well, look at Nancy Pelosi. The first thing they did after, and I'll just say it, after the Clintons bombed OKC, after the feds did, the first thing they did was say, we need to bring back the Fairness Doctrine and reduce free speech on talk radio. They blame talk radio, and now Pelosi says she wants to bring that back.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I hear more and more people. What's been interesting in my experience coming back into the legislative political realm this last couple of years is when I went out and knocked doors in 06 running for this seat again, it was very, very surprising to me and encouraging, very encouraging, how many people going door to door, and these are Republicans, are the only doors I knocked, that are very aware of what's going on in this country. There's a great awakening going on.
Well, see, that's what I was going to ask you next. Whereas things are getting darkest before the dawn, I'm saying they're bad. I'm finding the same thing, that people finally are knowing. They're finally listening. Go ahead and finish your story. Tell me what happened when you knock on those doors.
People are aware. They're getting their information from someplace other than the nightly news and the newspaper, and they're starting to find out that they're getting lied to, and there's something really rotten in Denmark, so to speak. And they're waking up. They understand. And part of, a lot of this is pretty obvious stuff. Like when you've got the immigration problems like we have, and you've got a government that refuses to do something about it, or so many in general.
Oh, hey, I've got news articles where the police admit that an illegal can be drunk and they don't arrest them, but they arrest me. Now, they should arrest me, but they won't arrest them. I mean, they're like super class. They arrest congressmen who are drunk.
Well, you know, there's so many people, and this is a part of the answer to what happened in the Oklahoma City case when they came after me and other cases that other people have been involved in. There's always a section of people, and I talked about this on your program years ago, there's always a percentage of the people, when they hear things like a cover-up about Oklahoma City or anything else, they do not want to hear it. It puts so much fear into them, and their reaction is they want to kill the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go along, they'll be cheerleaders and accomplices with those who attacked the messenger. And that's how they accomplish what they accomplish. But even those people will wake up as time goes on, because they'll come out of their denial, because after a while they'll see, and this is what I think I'm seeing today, more people starting to wake up and realize, hey, there really is something to X, you know, or what he said. Or what.
Well, I agree with you, because what I run into is there's a certain amount of people who want to live in denial and say everything's fine no matter what's going on. They say we're being negative. No, no, no. We're trying to protect what's good by admitting what's bad. You know, it's like if I have a fly in my soup, I don't say, oh, I'm not going to be negative and eat it. I take the fly out.
Well, one of our investigators used this analogy, and I love it. I've used it a lot of times back when we were investigating the bombing. He was a retired officer in the Marine Corps, a good guy. And he said, you know, he said, Charles, I bet it's like a ship. He says, most people don't know this. When a ship starts taking on water in the ocean, you think it would just, you know, go on over. But he said it actually gets to be about 17 degrees. This is what he said. I'm assuming it's true or accurate. It gets to about 17 degrees, and it just flops on over. And he said that's how this public opinion and things will happen someday, is it, you know, it'll just keep mounting and mounting until all of a sudden the people will wake up.
No, I agree.
And that's what they're afraid of. See,
it's a flashpoint. It's a flashpoint. It happens in jumps.
And those that are, you know, we recognize that are our enemies, that are enemies of a constitutional form of government, they know that and they're afraid of it. And we need to use that to our advantage.
I agree. Well, I'll tell you this. Globalists just 5 years ago, 6 years ago, still were arrogant. I look at their body language now. I go to events. They look freaked out, but I don't think it's even freaked out about us as much as it is. A lot of economists I talk to think they've lost control. That they have just totally screwed everything up.
Yeah, and that's another thing that wakes people up, unfortunately, because we've heard that, you know, all of our lives, because it's true that there's a lot of people that never will wake up until, you know, their back pocket, you know, their pocketbook gets hit hard enough, and the people are getting hit hard. And so a lot of them are going to wake up for that reason. It's unfortunate, but if it works for us, that's fine. You know, we need everything to our advantage that we can get.
Yeah, but it looks like their pocketbook, if they think this is bad, they ain't seen nothing yet, as they say.
Yeah.
I mean, if this continues, it's going to be unbelievable. Let's talk to Steve in Colorado. You're on the air with Charles Key, state rep.
Well, hello there, Alex.
Hi.
Hello, Representative Key. I think one of the main reasons why people want to shoot the messenger so much is because they don't want to actually have to believe that their government is degraded into such a despicable situation. And then also another reason is because they might actually have to do something with the knowledge that they found out.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But then they might find out how bad it's going to be if they don't do something. Then they really would do something.
Well, that's an interesting point, too. Now, my questions were, is there... I had heard the story, I guess, about helicopters taking some of the federal people off the roof of the Murrah building. Do you know that to be true at all? I mean, prior to the blast.
No, never found any truth to that. There were stories that were, you know, hearsay. I mean, you know, nothing we could ever really get.
Why wouldn't they just walk out the front?
Well, because they didn't want to alarm anybody. From what I understand, they went out a rooftop exit.
But a helicopter wouldn't alarm people?
Well, that's just what I had heard. I didn't know for sure whether that was whether that was true.
But, yeah, we don't know that, and I don't know if there's any way to ever prove that. We worked real hard at that, and so many other clues and, you know, information that we had, and we never could. We had people that said they saw helicopters before the bombing and immediately after the bombs went off, but there again, you know, proving it and proving that there's anything connected to the bombing is another thing.
By the way, operative word, bombings. Thank you, Steve.
Okay.
We know that there were multiple bombs. Can you explain how you can say that?
Well, there's just too many experts. You know, this is a subject that is difficult for most people because they don't understand all this, and I was one of those. I learned a lot more than I ever would have, you know, if I had been involved in the bombing. But you've got experts, people that have done this all their lives, like General Parton and many others. And we've got some of those in that report that we published that come out and analyze, and this is what they do for a living. They've done it all their lives in military and in commercial application. They analyze terrorist bombs, bombings. They analyze tests that they do, like at Eglin Air Force Base that's been talked about a lot. And they know how these things work and what will and won't happen. And they can analyze a case like this and say, well, here's what happened. You know, here's how many bombs were used, and here's where they were placed, et cetera, et cetera. The experts have looked at it, analyzed it, and concluded that multiple bombs were used. Am I still on? Okay. So that's how we know about the number of bombs, people like General Parton and others.
Sorry, I was sitting here messing with my board, Representative Key. Going back to the BATF, what we do know is they showed up in their bomb gear seconds after the blast and were telling EMTs and people that showed up to dress wounds and say that they'd seen them up in the higher floors. What do you think was behind that?
Well, that's pretty interesting. You know, you had an AP reporter that's been around for a long time, and he gave that testimony on videotape that he was immediately on the scene, and he said immediately these ATF officials showed up with the black gear, you know, all decked out in their black SWAT team type gear, like they were poised, ready for this to happen. And that's where that information comes from. Also related to that is the Oklahoma City Fire Department getting some call the Friday before the Wednesday bombing about them being in a higher prepared state for something that may be developing over the next several days.
And then didn't we also have the BATF out at a base testing blowing up trucks?
Yeah, out in New Mexico, we're blowing up trucks with ammo bombs. Very interesting also, to say the least.
And this is in the months before. And, of course, you're not just saying the experts say multiple bombs, or how does a truck bomb not blow the pillars out right in front of the pillars the same size way back in the back of the building, and then why were chunks of it blown across the street, and why were there blast points on the rebar? I mean, all of that. You also have the governor coming on, who obviously wasn't involved because he was, you know, he wouldn't have been saying this. Yeah, we found multiple bombs, very sophisticated bombs inside. And then the BATF shows up and says, no, that's not what you saw.
Yeah, and then you had another bomb expert. I mean, they've got a bunch of them, but you have another terrorism and bomb expert that was on one of the local stations that came in studio just, you know, a few hours after the bombing and was reporting also that, yeah, that we've just found out that they found other unexploded bombs that they've taken out of the building, and this is really great because as they take these apart, it's going to help us find out who did it and be able to track them down, hold them accountable, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, just all kinds of information like that. I tell you, some of the stuff that Jesse Trinidu, the attorney we were talking about earlier, has been able to force out that further sheds light on this case is the information about Andreas, or otherwise known as Andy Strassmeyer, the West German that came over to this country and certainly was here with the knowledge of our government, maybe even officially working for them on some level. But he was certainly knowledgeable about this and was working with McVeigh and other people. And some of the documents that they've been able to pull out over the last two or three or four years confirm that. And
The Southern Poverty Law Center involved. I mean, it's just despicable activities, but they've got to get our guns one way or the other. Just amazing. And then the fact that McVeigh was a government operative coming out in affidavits, it's just incredible. Greg in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for putting me on. It's kind of ironic here out in Oklahoma. They're stating their rights to be left alone from the federal government, and here in New Jersey, which is no doubt our representative government in the state, is the criminal syndicate. We actually have the U.S. attorney doing the work that New Jersey's attorney should be doing. We have 1,000 attorneys working for the state government in New Jersey, yet they have to use the federal U.S. attorney to prosecute the corrupt politicians that are here. So far, they've nailed, like, the mayor of Newark.
Well, that's another problem. They'll never go after locals with the state. It's like it's supposedly the purview of the feds, who are even more corrupt, very dangerous violation of states' rights. Mr. Key?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I had somebody on another program several days ago call me up and talk about the civil rights laws and how the feds had to come in and prosecute people for, you know, racial types of crimes and what have you. And so that's a tough issue. You get down the path, you buy into the federal government having a good role and the only one that can fix, you know, make some wrongs right, and it kind of gets things all screwed up.
Well, they play that game in Europe where the nations, they won't let the people ever go to those courts. They've got to go to the EU court. And so it's handing your authority away when you have less control over the feds. Anything else, Greg?
Well, I was just, my question was, do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing where we have to actually ask the U.S. attorney to get involved in this?
Yeah, I think it's a bad thing because the feds are even so much more corrupt, and they'll only selectively enforce on who they want. I mean, I think that really is a state matter.
Well, the problem is always the people not holding their government accountable. That's always the problem.
Yeah.
Because you could fix these things at the state level if the people would watch their government and hold people accountable and make them fix it.
Yeah, here's an example. Who do you go to with the feds engaged in terrorism? I mean, they admit they staged the USS Liberty, they staged the Gulf of Tonkin, a bunch of other events. Who do we go to about our own government staging things? I mean, going to the feds, you know, whoever's got more power almost always is going to be more corrupt.
Yeah, the problem, and another way of stating that too is, the problem is it assumes that somehow the federal government is more moral or ethical or something, and they're not. Just like Alex is saying, you know, they're just people, and they're corrupt too, and they're going to use their power for things other than, you know, what's best for all of us.
Yeah, let's take another call. Thanks, Greg. John in Fort Worth, Texas, you're on the air with Representative Key.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I was just wanted to ask the representative, how did after Oklahoma City, how did the in general, were the majority of people in Oklahoma, were they did they go along with the status that was given to them, or was there a lot of trepidation in what happened?
Well, I think, and you know, I've come to describe it this way, and I think always probably will. The answer to that kind of question is that people were traumatized, you know, all over the country, but especially right here at the Grand Central or whatever I'm trying to say, right here where it happened, right here in Oklahoma City. I mean, people were just traumatized by this. They had, you know, it's hard to find somebody that didn't know someone or had a relative that was killed or badly hurt. And then it went on. It didn't just go away after that. It went on for years. And so people got tired of it. They were emotionally just
sick of it,
wrenched, you know.
But, and I mean, how did they deal with all those newscasts reporting the bombs and then later newscasts saying there were Iraqis involved in all this? I mean, when they call you a kook, would you raise those points? Or?
Yeah, and I think most people believed it, but I think it was an emotional thing is why they eventually go along. You know, they kind of go along with the entities, whether it's the newspapers or other politicians, that attack the messenger. They go along with them because it's an emotional...
Yeah, it's too scary. It's too scary to admit the truth. Thank you, John. Charles in New Hampshire, final caller for Representative Charles Key, coming up after this quick break. So we've got a final segment coming up straight ahead. We got a lot of other callers, but we'll see how many we can get in here. Okay.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance.
Getting you thinking, that's what we're doing here. Monday through Friday, from 11 to 3 p.m. Central. I'm back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Got loaded phone lines here, but all I have time to take is Charles in New Hampshire. Before we do that, Charles Key, any websites, anything you think people should check into or learn more from?
Well, I really don't have anything prepared to pass on, Alex.
Well, I just want to thank you for your tireless defense of the Republic, and I just wish we had more people like you in public service.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Let's take a final call. Charles in New Hampshire, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call. Representative T, it's just a wonderful surprise and pleasure to know that you're back on the Hill. I'm 47 years of age and been around, you know, paying attention to these things for quite some time, and I remember you sticking out back in the Oklahoma bombing as being one of the few, if not the only one, that was courageous enough to really look into this thing. And I just can't say how happy I am that you're back along with Representative Paul. My inquiry here specifically, because logically and common sense wise, I remember when they were able to find out about the Ryder truck with supposedly an unscathed VIN number that just happened to miraculously survive this huge blast in the Ryder truck. It reminds me of 19 box cutters at 9/11 that somehow got through the metal detectors, and no one has been able to bring that up. Box cutters, at least the metal part of where the, you know, it cuts. And what I understand, and some of the pictures that I see, and I'm still waiting to see a hole in the ground. And wasn't the Murray building a nuclear fallout shelter? It's just certain things, common sense, don't add up.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the call. Let me get a final comment from Charles T. on that.
Well, there's been a lot of time passed by, so I'm not sure I recall anything like that. But it did have some lower levels in it, and it had a lower level parking garage that actually was, I think, two levels deep below the ground.
Well, I remember the VIN number thing off the car.
Yeah, the VIN number. I mean, there's a lot of odd things that happened in the Oklahoma City case, and that may be some real good, you know, evidence. But and not that that's not worthy of talking about it when I make my next comment. But the fact is, you know, there's a wealth of information that proves that there were other people involved, that our Justice Department and FBI did not want to go after those people. They intentionally did not. And, you know, to close up with back to the 10th Amendment in the Constitution, we must hold government accountable at every level. If we don't, things get out of control. And not only do they take more of your money, more of your privacy, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and the list goes on, but things like the Oklahoma City bombing can happen.
Absolutely. Charles Key, I really appreciate you spending time with us. I want to get you back up in the near future if you'll give us the time. Thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back this Saturday live, 4 to 6 p.m., and then all next week. Truth Rising is coming out on DVD. You can order it now. It ships next week. My new film, Truth Rising, at InfoWars.com or for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And don't forget other sponsors that make the show possible, like Interfood. It is the best green food out there, bar none. I take it every day. Two little bitty scoops in orange juice or apple juice. Dulse, kelp, barley, grass. There is wheatgrass, Corina, spirulina, and 14 other superfoods. Balance energy all day long, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings. ENERfood.com. Go to InfoWars.com. Link through on the banner and get 10% off on Interfood and all their fine line of products. Interfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238. And just again, please, everybody, get the word out about the radio show. It's how we reach more people. And thank you all for your support. Have a great weekend. Retransmission starts now. If you missed any of Jordan Maxwell or the other guests we had on, it starts now at InfoWars.com for web listeners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now from the